with churches. I know one girl that was been, that's been baptized by 4 churches. And I said, well, which one do you like the best? And she said, it all depends on how they're and how their parties. So that's how much Christianity meant to her.
Of course, we see this in every one of the Pueblos. As I wrote you, we spend most of our time working with the Pueblos, and they're very open about this. I was up at SIA last August, and there was a Frenchman, I think he was, spoke very broken English, but he collared one of the chiefs and one of the officials, and he said, tell me, you people are all Catholic, aren't you? He said, oh yeah, that's what we show anyway. And he said, you know, of course, he was obviously very much a Catholic himself, and the Frenchman was, and he didn't seem to understand that they would go through all the motions but not really be converts, or that they would want to do this. It would be sort of a hypocrisy, you know. Mm-hmm. But every one of the Pueblos is like that.
And yet you try and tell some of these missionaries that this is the way it is, and they just can't see it at all. You can't convince them. Well, so I decided it's just their problem.
Then, all right, if you analyze this situation then, you say we're educating this young generation, and yet we're not changing their thinking, then they're still educating their own children in their own traditions in their own way. And I feel this is the same way with the basket, not so much the basket, but the rugs and the jewelry. This will still be taught to whomever it's going to be taught anyhow. Mm-hmm. Just like it always was. Irregardless of whether the OEO gives weaving lessons or silversmith lessons or the schools give it, I don't think it will die out.
As long as we can continue making money for them on these items, just like a rug auction. Now we've formed a co-op on that. Oh, and we've got the $5,000 out of the government for it too. Enough to put up a warehouse, a storage house, and enough to buy rugs as the people come in. We'll give them the minimum price.
Mm-hmm.
And then later when it's run through the auction, why, if this rug brings Sally Joe $10 more, then Sally gets the money.
Very good.
And then we hold out 10% for handling. And at the end of the year, if the auction has made any money, then they will get dividends according to how many dollars worth of rugs they put through the auction. Not how many dollars, but how many dollars worth. I mean,
what's that cat? Well, they actually devote. I was worried about this auction business. I was wondering if this wasn't cutting the trader out of the source of income.
No, I buy and sell as many rugs as I ever did. Maybe more, because the people had gone back to weaving. Mm-hmm. Many of them that had almost completely stopped weaving have gone back to it.
Is this a family project, or is it just done by the women?
Usually just by the women. I know 2 men weavers, is all that I know.
The one
over on Dawn, didn't there? Walter Hahn, and then another one, his name is, I think it's just Nato, I'm not sure. Yeah, I haven't seen, he's kind of short and squatty. Oh, did you know that your painter friend was killed?
Yeah, Daddy had the Navajo Times, and he gave it to me.
Uh-huh.
Too bad, poor
Mr. Hahn.
Yeah, thank you. When I was over in Ganado a couple of weeks ago, Mrs. Gorman was telling me that, and I think she was very sad about it, that many of the Indians over in that area had really taken up peyote and were not really playing with it. They were really letting it break up their whole social life, and yeah. In a way their social life was almost becoming centered around it. I wondered if you had seen much of this up in
Absolutely.
Crown Point.
See evidence of it just every day.
In what way? I mean, the fact that the adults seem to be on it, or they seem to be spending less time with their children because of it? Or?
No, I don't think they're spending less time with their children. They're drawing the children into it, too. And too much money goes into it. For one thing, this is one reason the trader doesn't like it, is too much money goes into it. And then it has been proven that if it is taken long enough, that it does affect the mind, and affect the mind very seriously. And this is something to be real concerned about. And getting together and having these hallucination parties isn't any better than a bunch of kids getting together and having an LSD party. It's the same thing. Now, they got it from the Oklahoma Indians, and back there, they used it simply in their rituals, or this is the way that it's intended to be used. And used like that, I can see no harm in it, but they're overdoing it. And you can see an actual physical breakdown from the use of POE.
Well,
you've
got one family, there's an awful good example. That's the Hanna family.
Oh boy. They really are. Which is going to ruin them yet.
Yeah.
Do these pickups that have a big eagle on the back window signify that they're participants in a peyote cult?
Not that I know of. I won't say yes, and won't.
That's
say
what no. Howard said.
Well, he would know.
It might be just his region. Do you remember when we were driving out there? I don't know whether I didn't know it at the time, but I noticed it the last couple of trips that I made.
Drive people crazy.
It doesn't bother me at all, but you too.
Oh, heavens. It's Howard.
She's not bothering anybody.
He said that this meant that they were officials in the society that they belonged to.
Oh, he would know. I wouldn't.
This is much more prevalent than it used to be.
Oh, yes.
In other words, they're advertising it.
Oh, yes.
And it's become a very significant thing, yeah.
They're quite the click.
And yes. You say the kids are doing this too.
Oh, yes. Yes, they're bringing it to school with them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But this little old bud, they can put it in their pocket and suck on it for a while, chew on it for a while. Put it back in the pocket. Teachers no wiser about it, and because there's so many different ways to use the stuff.
Where are they getting it from?
Yeah. Most of it's coming out of Oklahoma, but they're beginning to experiment and grow some of it around this area too.
Hmm.
Now that would be against the state law, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be.
No. Robbie's friend John Burroughs was for it.
He was no friend of mine.
You mean the famous governor?
Yeah. And we had a doctor that had been practicing in Gallup for how many years? Not Dr. Parker, you know, the big old fat ball headed.
Polsk?
Hmm?
Polsk?
Yeah.
Posner.
Yeah. And he went before the legislature and said that it absolutely was not harmful.
Why, this silly old man, he should have known better than that.
Oh, I want to cut his throat. For
you know what that has in it? You know the drug that it has? It's mescaline. It's the hallucinatory that these, I say the California hippies, but I'm sure the hippies everywhere have been fooling around with. It's supposed to be more hallucinatory than marijuana, but not quite as much so as LSD.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely something that you can get hooked on.
I know at one time I was having terrible headaches. But this is when we were at Port Defiance. And so my housekeeper, one morning, she brought some medicine. And she said, all right, now you've had these headaches and you can't get rid of them. And she said, now I want you to take this medicine tonight. When you're all ready for bed, and she said, I want you to go to bed and then take it. Because she said, if you don't, you're going to be just floating around up in the air. all around, and she said, you won't like it, so I want you to take it and be in bed when you take it. And I always figured it was peyote, but I never did have the courage to try it. You didn't try it? That was a much more sensible week, I guess. I don't know.
I don't believe I tried either.
And we kept it around for quite a while and never did use it.
Wondered whether it cured your headache or not.
Well, I would have found that out all right.
Might have been like tranquilizer. Who gives a damn, you know, if the headache was
gone. I think this is what it does.
Yeah.
Who cares now?
I wonder why it is, though, that at this stage in their history, this comes out so strong. Why should there be such a big peyote cult now?
Because I think that it's a social thing more than anything else.
You think there's sort of a breakdown in their mm-hmm. their feeling of security, and they're at sea a little bit, so they turn to this?
Now this is my feeling.
Well, our white culture's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Why are we doing it now?
Mm-hmm.
When we were kids, we used to just go get drunk, and now they do all kinds of crazy things, you know, LSD.
But in this case, it doesn't come from the kids. It comes from on top.
Yes, that's true.
So it's something that the parents...
It's a big social.
The parents are feeling it, though, whereas in our society, it's certainly not the older...
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not middle-aged
and
older people.
The children to use it, how they use it. Now, what they do with all of these things, I don't know. But when they get on a peyote party, they buy corn, buy the can full, they buy a half dozen cans of corn. You just about know there's a peyote party going to take place. They buy green chili, and they buy corned beef or mutton. Now, those are the three things that they buy.
What are you saying?
And when you see a big bunch of them going through, well, you know there's going to be a peyote party. And how they use it, I don't have any idea.
Isn't that interesting?
Do you think it's connected in any of the groups with religion?
This was the original intent, yes. They do use their religious ceremonies go along with it. And a peyote pot looks like it's got three legs, about so high, about so big around. And they stir it, when they make a potion, they stir it in this particular pot. The shape is so. And, I had one that darn Bill sold it, I could have framed it. And then there's a certain type of feathers that the shaker or whatever they call him works with. And I have one of those peyote fans. But I've never been to one of the ceremonies, so I don't know just because I...
Could you go?
I think I could probably get somebody to invite me.
As a participant or an observer?
As an observer.
That would be a really interesting experience.
Yeah, it would. Really would.
Maybe. Maybe. That's what I've always said. Maybe. That's the reason I haven't
come. Yeah.
I think over on Two Gray Hills they have some pretty good peyote parties.
Mm-hmm. But they're spreading, Horace. Mm. They're really spreading.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's the first I've really heard of it. Of the church and whatnot business at the end of it. Of course, I knew the Hannahs would use it there at Crown Point.
Yeah.
I never heard anything about churches being mentioned of it before. But the policeman over there told me about it.
Well, that's quite a problem.
Is it associated with their own church or with one of the Protestant churches?
Well, I think it's their own church.
I study it's all by itself.
Yeah.
I guess that's what he said.
Well, do you think this comes down through history, or is this something that has evolved just...
It comes down through history with the... Now, the reason I'm so smart on this and know a little bit about it is Leona Dixon.
Oh, yeah.
And she has told me quite a lot about it. And she's told me more than any of the rest of them about it. And she gave me a book to read on Peely. And it was actually used as a religious thing for a long, long time before the Navajos ever took it up and started messing with it. And this is her feeling, is that the Navajos have now degraded the Peely in such a way that it's harmful for those that continue to use it.
Leona is an Oklahoma Indian, isn't
she? Yeah, she's Caddo.
Okay. Well, it's not a Navajo thing.
Came to the Navajos through the Oklahoma Indians.
Through the Plains Indians, that's where it began. Well, originally the Plains Indians, I think it was about the 1890s, started up what they called the Native American Church, I think.
That's...
Is that what this is?
That's what it is. Yeah. Oh, Leona still laughs about it. Remember when you had this big Republican women's convention down here and we brought the girls over?
Yeah.
She still laughs because that one woman asked her if she was Indian. And she said, oh I'm just cattle. Oh, and the lady said, oh, well, how nice. Because she didn't know what a cattle from a hole in the ground, you know. Said, no, I'm just cattle.
How do you think? How do you think the tribe feels about that? Are they going to
still rule against it? Against the use of it.
But they're.
My guy's a POD user.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be quoted on that.
The liquor business, though, as I understand, is going through some. Rethinking now that
they better put it out there and they better control it themselves.
Yeah, well, now Howard said something to us about that bill being in the legislature last fall sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know whether or not it has gone through, do you?
Yeah, it hasn't been formally presented yet.
But you think it will pass?
I'm afraid it won't pass, and I think it should.
Howard felt it should.
Yeah,
and for years he fought it. And then when he actually got down and was on this committee to look into it, why Howard has changed his thinking.
Now, is there any place that the Indians can purchase liquor near you? I'm trying to think there. What's down on the highway there? They can buy it there, can't they?
That's the closest. Now, Father and I always talk about putting in a bar. We figured the Catholic could sell it and the Mormon could drink it while we shave.
You have enough business right there.
Why does that be the Baptist?
So I asked that and Father had a good answer for me. He said they're going to have their own little heaven anyway, so it won't hurt them. There's going to be a big circle Baptist here.
Are you having much trouble with people bringing cheap rot gut wine into your area?
No, we're not having any trouble with it because we're in the checkerboard area where. One minute you're on federal land, the next minute you're on tribal land, and we don't have as much trouble with it. But on the interior of the reservation, they're having more trouble because they bootleg the poorer liquor and then